Let's catch up as we do most Wednesdays with the CEO of the Central Goldfields Shire, Lucy Roffey. Lucy, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Hey, Vic Rhodes, they've changed offices now, the Customer Service Centre.
Yeah, look, sometimes people don't realise, but council actually run the Vic Rhodes service in Maryborough. We've been doing it for a very long time, and we were up on a site opposite near our town hall, but the new development of the Maryborough District Health Service is going to take over that site. So they've now, our staff have moved down to join us in our customer service centre in Nolan Street, which is great. So we're really pleased to have them down there. But I also think it provides a much better location in terms of parking, particularly as we do lots of inspections as well. So there's a large vehicle inspection area and just lots of space there for cars to park. So we're really pleased that Vic Rhodes staff can now join our organisation just down in Nolan Street.
Yeah, no, that's excellent. Now, the Carisbrook Coles Club Bowls Club tender. Tell us about that.
Yeah, the Bowls Club tender is the last stage of a four-stage project at Carisbrook Recreation Reserve. So we've already completed upgrading the netball and tennis courts. The early works that have also been completed, car parking and removal of the away change rooms. And then we're currently building a new pavilion, which has got female-friendly player and umpire changing rooms, netball changing rooms, etc. And the last stage, which we awarded the contract last night for $0.89 million, is the bowls and community pavilion. So the bowling club didn't really have a nice pavilion and they didn't have that outside toilet. So now they've got a nice DDA compliant as well. So there's, you know, good access for people who have got mobility issues and they're going to have a lovely new clubhouse.
Lovely.
So we're really excited to get those works started.
I just about had kittens there. For a minute I was looking and I couldn't see the point. And I went, $89 million spent. I thought, that was 0.89 of a million. Yeah, that's a little more like it. I'm sure that everybody involved with the Bowls Club would like 89 mil spent on it. But
I'm not sure what that would look like.
No.
But I think that will be absolutely adequate. They'll have a really nice new place to go, which they'll be looking forward to.
Terrific. Now, rail services, you know, always trying to get them better and better, and you're continuing to do that with rail services advocacy.
Yeah, so Rail Futures Institute is a terrific not-for-profit organisation that are really passionate about rail. So we're partnering with them to advocate to the government for more rail services to Maryborough and even up into Denali. We have really limited services coming out, really difficult. And so from a tourism point of view, we'd like to have more services on the weekend and eventually we'd love to see more services during the week as well so that people can commute between Maryborough and Ballarat as well. So we'll be working with the Rail Futures Institute. As I said, they've done some great work on modelling and particularly around what the timetable might look like, because that's what it often gets down to, is just solving the problem for the government by providing them with a few ideas around how the timetable could work.
Yeah, and then this group, in conjunction with you guys, will actually go to the Victorian government and sort of say, look, here's a plan, lads and ladies.
I reckon that's how it helps, you know, with advocacy. If you've got a plan and you produce the plan, then that really helps as well. So that's what the Rail Futures Institute have been able to do for us and say, well, this is, as I said, how the timetabling could work. It's a limited cost for the government, and so that's why don't we just get on with it and get more trains to Maryborough.
Terrific stuff. All righty, Lucy, thanks as always, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Lucy Roffey, CEO, Central Goldfields Shire.